It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
And we are delighted to bring Heartline to the airwaves only by the fact that Ken Adams has taken our conversation and put the program together, and we appreciate you as always, my dear, dear brother. Today, Jerry, we're back in your office. It's been a couple of months, and it just seems that all is right with the world. Now we're back into our comfort zone here, and we're back into our comfort zone with sweet Gina, who's been with us before. Her world is different from when we first met her, and there's a little surprise in your office when you got back.
A wonderful, beautiful new floor. That's not an easy surprise to pull off. And our handy guy, Julian, oh, he is amazing. He's never laid floor stuff before. Oh. My office, the little hallway, and then the next office, we're all done with this. I've been here 26 years now, Jim, and the carpet that was in here, I don't think had been cleaned more than once or twice. Vacuumed, yes, but I thought, oh, this can't be good, so... This awaited me when I came back to work yesterday, July 1st. Well, I'm not sure when we'll be airing, but it is just perfect. I love it.
It changes the visual of the room, yes. Too. I mean, you walk in and it's brighter.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting because my desk and hutch is kind of, you know, takes about a third of the space in here. And I had, you know, lots of office supplies and knickknacks like women do. We like our knickknacks. And Julian had to move to lay the flooring in one spot and then move the desk. And, well, the desk he had to move in three different parts. He also had to take all the stuff out of there. Well, the women did that. And bless their hearts, they put it back. And bless my heart, I went to get things yesterday and thought, where is that? Where is that? There is nothing that I need so desperately that I have to call people in right now and say, where is it? But it's really sweet. They redid it as they would redo it.
Yeah.
And eventually, because part of my thing being gone for 2 months, having back surgery and all, I still can't bend, lift, or twist. And it is amazing to me how many times in a day we do that. Mm-hmm. So I have to call people and say, can you reach up there and get that binder?
Yeah, yeah.
That's been very humbling.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
I feel really good. I'm going to do part-time for a week or so, and I can focus better. Gina and I were talking this morning because I was dealing on the telephone at home with a man who had some... He had tried to help some people, and... We didn't think it was going to work too well. So trying to guide them to here. And so it was kind of neat to already be working that way.
All right. Something's going off over there, so I'll talk to Gina. Gina, you're at work today. What's your job?
I am the house manager for crisis.
House manager for crisis. Wow, there's a change for Gina.
Yes.
Tell us what was going on. How long have you been at? When did you come first to Evangel?
I came in 2009 to the shelter, and throughout my 28 days, I learned about the Crossroads program, which is a 9-month program. And my very last week before I was supposed to leave, I decided I wanted to apply, which is odd because you're supposed to apply within 2 weeks of your 28 days.
Yeah.
So I kind of was the late one. And I'm glad I did, and I did it with just realizing I wanted a change and I needed to be here.
You know, that brings up an excellent point. It's a refrain we haven't sung for a while, and that is because Evangel Home is funded solely with private donations, we don't have to play by the government's rules, which would say you have to apply within 14 days to be considered for Crossroads. That can happen at the last minute, if need be.
And, you know, Jim, that's one of the things we have learned, because you can't apply for the first 14 days, but then if you wait too late, then we used to think, okay, that's someone who just wants a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of out-governmenting the government with our rule. You can't do it before 14 days, but if you wait too long, then you've waited too long. So today is the day. And we realized, and Gina might have helped us realize that hey, sometimes it really doesn't happen until the last minute.
Yeah.
So we're not quite, you can't apply for the first 2 weeks, but then we're a little more flexible about it after that.
Well, Gina, what was going on? Why did Evangel Home come into your world?
I was homeless 3 times and just tired of just the circle of drugs and the circle of just being out there. And I was at the point I was just tired and I needed to stop what I was doing.
So you just came to the realization this isn't working. Yes. Let's find something that's changed and find something that does.
Well, actually, when I came, I seen it. My friend seen it on their website and she brought me here. And that was at the time they were doing that movie. So there was all types of people here.
Oh, you're doing Hope Now for Youth movie.
Yes. So it was so chaotic. But when I seen my mind, when you think of shelter, you think so like, oh, bunk beds and just, you know. But when I came and I seen it was a home feeling. And that's what I've been longing for, just a home feeling. Mm-hmm. Just to be like wanted, like a home.
Yeah. So you were here for 28 days in crisis, and then you went into the Crossroads program, which is our 9-month life skill training process. Did you go into Community Connection after that?
I did a month and a half of that, because then I got married. So I had to move out.
She came to me one day and said, I'm in the program, but I'm getting married. And I said,
Yeah.
And that's probably not going to work too well.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll never forget that conversation.
I wanted to stay. I was like, oh, I guess I got to move, huh?
We can't allow hubby in. That's not going to
work. We like him a lot.
We like him a lot, but he can't live on the grounds. So do you remember in the program, the 9 months, what class or classes were especially significant to you?
It had to be an issue of abuse, the one I really didn't think of because I guess I buried it so much. But during a classroom or bringing it out, there was a lot of stuff that I stuffed and tried to lock it away. But God said, I have to heal you with this. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of that. And then also Seekers. That was an interesting class that I still kind of read today.
Okay. What is Seekers? What does that entail?
The Seekers was, I'm throwing a blank.
It's like 12-step, but very, very biblically based. Right, okay. I mean, there's a recovery Bible.
Yes.
And so here's first step, and here's scripture that goes with it. So
okay, yes. So a biblically based 12-step program. Yeah. Okay. Then you're out, you and your husband get married, and what has your world been since then?
Well, world been just jobs, and then staying connected because I was still doing volunteer chapel. So I stayed connected. My foot was always here. I was always here, you know, checking with the ladies and coming. Then that call came, and I'm working here now.
Yeah. Whenever we have an opening, the first people that we think about, okay, what graduates are out there that have stayed connected that they might mm-hmm. fill that gap? And Gina was the first one that came to my mind, and she had stayed in touch. Ruby and Joyce both had her phone number. So I had them call her and say, Jerry's going to be calling
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay. And your heart just leapt at the first thought about as a possibility?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it. I still remember I think it was the day before my graduation, I gave Jerry a resume.
Yeah.
I said, John will be here one day. Keep this. I may got to update it because I'll be working, but keep this. And she put it in her file.
Wow.
I don't know if you still have it.
So how long have you been doing this now?
I've been here now for going on 2 years almost. It'll be almost 2 years.
Wow. Any big highlights? What drives your passion here? What excites you about what you're doing?
Every time we get new sets of women. We get challenges, then sometimes we get a peace. But I love the flexibility God sends through the door because it always reminds us where we were before. And that's what I love about it, to see the women interact with them and the children and just to see that we do a change. No matter if it's 28 days, 9 months, somehow they change for just being here. And I love being a part of that.
Yeah, that has to be really gratifying. And you obviously have a passion for being part of a healing process when you see women who are where you were.
Yeah.
And you know change is possible.
Yes.
You know better things are yes. around the corner with some good decisions. So that's exciting. So what's your husband do?
Right now he's retired, but he does fences. He's repairing fences. Need to stay out the heat. I'm trying to get him that.
Oh.
But he's a busybody, and we're just raising our grandkids. So,
how old are you?
I am 38.
How many grandkids have you got?
I got 3 now. 3 grandkids.
Okay, well, that's exciting. That's
yes.
really exciting. Anything? Let me ask you this. You obviously have transitioned into wonderful productivity and ministry from being a very needy recipient of that ministry. What do you tell a woman out there who who's struggling, whose world is askew, who is without direction, mm-hmm. and whose life is in disarray.
I would tell them to, if they need assistance, as in with a home or guidance, to come here. If they need to just talk to us, call us and we could talk with them. And if they need to have a shelter, call and see our availability. But if not, get to a church home. Don't try to fix yourself because we can't do it. It's only God that can fix us. So get to a church as you are so he could change you.
Yeah, don't wait till you're right to get to God, because that's not how it works. Yeah, that's not how it works. We're down to a couple of minutes. Jerry, I want to talk about the banquet a little bit. Any further plans? Where are we there?
I don't have a clue. This will be a very interesting banquet because next year is our 60th. Mm-hmm. That's going to take us a whole year of planning to get, because we want to do something special. But this one, because I have been away and I've kind of, you know, met several times with board members, I don't really yet have a direction for what we're going to do. What I'm thinking about this banquet is, that's the time we really get to meet with the people who are passionate about this ministry. Mm-hmm. We have a mailing list of 6,000. We have a donor list of about 1,000. And the most we get at a banquet is about 500. So that's not everybody, of course, who's passionate about the ministry. Mm-hmm. But those are the folks that, you know, once a year when a business has a stockholders meeting or that kind of thing, I almost want something like that at a banquet, that this is the time that you guys have questions or you want to know some direction or you have some suggestions, let's do it. Or almost like, you know, here's the new product we are releasing this year. I'm not sure what it would be, but there's several visions we have, and maybe just to be able to share with that group. Mm-hmm. So I see this one as being an intimate something. No special speaker, because we're not going to have time to get one. All our special speakers will be here. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll do something like that, that it will simply be us.
Well, my listening friend, you love us and you support us and pray for us. Pray for a direction for the banquet and for a quick ability to facilitate that and make it all unfold. But it will be a blessing. Because God's involved, and he's at work here, and he will bring his message to his people, as he does every time. Gina, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Catch up a little bit. Jerry, welcome back, my sister. All is right with Heartline back in your office. And Ken, it's always a treat. I know you're so excellent at what you do. Make this into a radio program. My listening friend, join us again next time on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online, evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.